If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That was Kevin Stefanski on with The Fan in Cleveland talking about Kenny Pickett and how Pat Narduzzi called him and said, you just got a steal here. You got Kenny for peanuts. And the odds makers and the people that cover the Browns still think that Kenny is going to start against, we'll start the season as the Browns quarterback, and we'll see where it goes. Steelers and Browns will play here after the Steelers bye week, so that'll be a week six game in October. Why am I bringing this up? Because I think this is a interesting Friday topic. Ben Roethlisberger did his schedule game. You know, it's funny. People sometimes take their jobs too seriously and say, oh, predicting the Steelers' schedule in May is dumb. Of course it is. Yes, it's dumb. It's not meant to be, let's hold these records up as gospel. It's just a exercise you do. I think most people try to figure out when the schedule is out, all right, what do I expect from my team this year? So I don't see the harm in making it a conversation. And lo and behold, Roethlisberger did that on his podcast. He actually did it twice. He said, I'm going to go game by game with Mason Rudolph as the quarterback and the record sucked. And then he said, I'm going to go game by game and do it as if Aaron Rodgers is here playing quarterback. And he had a four-win difference, 11 wins with, was it 11 or 10 wins with Aaron?
11.
11 with Aaron and 7 with Mason. So he did it twice. So the, I heard Jack Hillgrove get up on a high horse about that, of all people.
What did he say?
He said, picking the schedule's dumb, so I'm not going to do that. I'm like, Jack, you're not Edward R. Murrow here. You know, let your hair down a little bit. I get it. You're an old soul. You're listening to friggin' Elvis music when you're in your early 20s.
It's easy annual radio fodder.
Yes. Yeah, I get it. No one's presenting this topic as a Marconi Award candidate. We also just had Mark tell us about how Rashard Mendenhall whipped out his Johnson in the Steelers' locker room. So not everything is the most critically acclaimed. And I guess that would be deep investigative journalism. But anyways... So Ben did that, and that I'm again, because Chris is not here to rein me in, I'm getting away from what I want to talk about, and that's Kenny Pickett for a second, because Stefanski sounded very giddy and bullish about Pickett. And Ben said this about the potential Steelers-Browns matchup in October this year.
Browns at Steelers. Is that going to be Kenny Pickett's revenge game? Kenny coming in.
Shiloh
Sanders playing on that. If Kenny comes in, does he get booed or cheered? I think cheered.
No, I think you're wrong. I think you're dead wrong. I mean, Ben heard the cheers of Heinz Field for almost 20 years. So he's the man in the arena. He's very familiar with fan reaction to things. So I'm actually shocked that he would be almost that naive about how Kenny would be looked at by Steelers fans. He's the Browns quarterback. Even if things didn't end poorly here, even if he was a guy that had great success in Pittsburgh, I don't think he's getting polite applause from fans when he comes in here. I think he's going to be looked at as public enemy number one. For the vast majority of Steelers fans, and I'm not even going to surprise you with this, I know Pitt fans who feel this way. I think for the majority of Steelers fans, they think that Kenny Pickett quit on the Steelers and took the sucker easy way out. Now, I think he was making a business decision for himself and didn't think he was going to get put in a good situation or a good spot by the Steelers, so he took control of his career, which I don't blame him for at all. It didn't really, I mean, he won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. He got to go back home, but he didn't play. He played at the very end of the Super Bowl and almost threw an interception. I guess he still got to play in a Super Bowl, which is more than I can say about the Steelers since he left. But that's just, that's a mind-blowing take by Ben. I think Ben, in this new media journey he's on, has done a pretty good job of tapping into what fans want to hear. And also, getting inside the mind of the Steelers, John Malkovich, and being able to kind of figure out what they want him to talk about and what they want him to say. So I'm flabbergasted, as Ron once said in an interview with Ben. I don't know if you remember that quote, Donnie. Do you remember Ron being like, I don't know what to say, I'm flabbergasted?
No, what was that in reaction to?
That was when Ben brought up the prospect of retirement because he secretly hated Todd Haley and was trying to get him pushed out the door.
And this Ron, is what, like 2015?
And Ron didn't see that coming. And Ron said, I'm flabbergasted, I don't know what to say, and just pointed at me and was like, please talk, because he was that thrown off by it. I can't fathom that he's right about this.
No, he's going to get booed out of the building by everybody except for some diehard Pitt fans. But even you said you know some Pitt fans.
You're not there for Pitt. You're not there for Pitt NC State. You're there as a Steelers fan.
But I mean, I'm sure that I would guarantee there are guys that I know that if they are at that game, they will not boo.
If Darrell Revis picked off a pass and returned it for a touchdown against the Steelers, he'd get picked. He'd get booed by Steelers fans.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about one of the all-time great players.
Exactly. If Aaron Donald had a big sack at Heinz Field, and a happy birthday, Aaron, you once invited me to your draft party, so I want to give you a little shout-out at 34 years old, 10 years, 10 Pro Bowls. Only one other player in NFL history did that, Donnie. Can you name who it is?
Sorry, say that again.
10 Pro Bowls in 10 years for Aaron Donald. Can you name the other NFL player who did that in his career? One
Barry
other guy.
Sanders.
There you go. So you're on the ball today. I'm sorry. There's no friggin' way. Listen to Ben again here. One more time. I'm going to play it for effect.
Browns at Steelers. Is that going to be Kenny Pickett's revenge game? Kenny coming in.
Shiloh
Sanders playing on that. If Kenny comes in, does he get booed or cheered? I think cheered.
How did Spence react to that?
I don't have the rest of the audio. But Spence is not, I don't know. So Spence is great friends with someone I know. Someone you know too.
Yeah, we both know.
And so I've gotten to know a little bit more about Spence. But Spence is not a native Pittsburgher, and I think he's an adopted Steelers fan. Now he does a show with Ben. So I don't know if he taps into the fan culture,
yeah,
or the fan
the history
thoughts
there
as well. I'm sorry, Spence, if I'm offending you by saying these things. I've never met you before. You seem like a very nice man from everything I've heard, and actually a wizard when it comes to technical broadcasting stuff. So that's cool. And it's awesome that you've had success with Roethlisberger. And we know that Ben listens sometimes and takes subtle shots at Malzi and also goes on and talks about things Tony in Greensburg tells us about Aaron Rodgers. So don't be surprised if the Aaron Rodgers in the Strip District rumor ends up on Footballin' the next time they record a podcast. But if I were in there, I would say, Ben, I love you to death, buddy, but you are on crack right now.
Yeah, I would have said, are you out of your mind?
There's no way. There's not a Steelers fan listening to this show right now who would cheer Kenny when he comes back. Not one. I don't even think Bostic, if he were at that game, would have the balls to cheer Kenny. I don't think Dorn, if he were at the game, would have the nuts to cheer Kenny. I don't think E.J. Borgetti, a Pittman through and through, would have in that moment. He might be inside cheering. But a Browns quarterback, you're not playing the Arizona Cardinals or the friggin' New Orleans Saints. You're playing your little brother rival. You're not, you don't have the cojones to cheer that guy. Come on now.
I mean, with Pat and with EJ, you're talking about two guys that work for Pitt.
But they work in Pittsburgh.
Right, but I mean, they work for Pitt.
I understand that, but if you're at the game and you do that, you're going to have people that I think want to, I don't know if beat you up is the right way of looking at it, but
I think it's
you're going to get crap from people.
Probably, but I also think it's easily explained. Like, if somebody would say something to Pat Bostic, he'll turn around, explain who he is. Like,
saying,
listen, I work for the University of Pittsburgh.
Saying he played at Pitt is not a good enough. It's not a good enough reason there. Like, I've defended the very specific issue of when a Kenny video gets shown at a Pitt game, or say week one before the NFL plays, when Kenny's gone back to Pitt. When people who are at a Pitt game in Pittsburgh have booed Kenny because he was not a good Steelers quarterback, I have taken umbrage with that. You're at a Pitt game. He's an all-time great Pitt player because he was a Heisman finalist. I know his entire career wasn't great, but the last year was phenomenal, and he got you to unprecedented heights winning the ACC. You respect the man for what he did at Pitt when you're at a Pitt game. But the gloves come off at a Steelers game when he was the when he's the Browns quarterback. I'm sorry.
I can't wait for the atmosphere of that game if he does start.
I mean, the
Browns could be 1-4, which if they are, who knows if he is starting.
Yes. Or maybe he doesn't start the season as the quarterback. They're 1-4 and they put him in
for
that game.
But I mean, I think no matter who the Steelers quarterback is, if Pickett's the quarterback for the Browns, that's going to make for a great atmosphere for a game that may not even feature two good teams.
Would you say, because tell me if you agree with this, I think it would be rock bottom for Mike Tomlin if they had Aaron Rodgers at quarterback and they lost to a Kenny Pickett Browns quarterback team in Pittsburgh.
I'll say it right now.
I don't care what the score is. If you lose by a last-second field goal and you score 35 points, I still think it's an all-time embarrassment.
I would feel confident saying right now, even in all the bad losses they had with Roethlisberger as a quarterback, I think that, to the ego of Mike Tomlin, would be the worst loss of his career. A home game against the Browns, who will likely be bad.
To the quarterback you drafted and kicked to the curb almost immediately?
Yes. That has mostly been an NFL bust.
Oh, man. So, I think Ben's off his rocker here. 412-928-9370. I was the president of the Kenny Pickett fan club. I still like Kenny, but I would, if I were at that game, I might go to that game. I'm going to make plans to go to that game. If I were a fan at that game, I'd boo the crap out of him. And we got Ben saying, hold on, I got to play this one more time because just the way he says it is so funny.
Browns at Steelers. Is that going to be Kenny Pickett's revenge game? Kenny coming in.
Shiloh
Sanders playing on that. If Kenny comes in, does he get booed or cheered? I think cheered.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.